Chapter 10. The next morning, Lexi got to the bakery early and knocked off a lot of her chores, then left Cassie to mind the store while she headed to Nan's with a bakery box full of pastry. She'd called ahead and told Nan's that Jack had given her an important clue about the case. She couldn't wait to tell them. Nan's was waiting at the door when she arrived. Ida took the bakery box and hurried to fill the pastry plate on the table. Today, she'd brought cheese Danish, oatmeal cookies, and lemon poppy seed muffins. Nan's had coffee ready, and Lexi took her place across from Ruth at the dining room table. The seat next to Ruth, usually occupied by Helen, was empty. "Where's Helen?" Lexi asked as she spread some butter on a muffin. "She's coming. I guess she had some business concerning the election to take care of first." Nan's poured a second cup of coffee, the dark liquid settling into her dainty china cup like mud. "I sure hope she wins the election, or we'll be hearing about it for months," Ruth said. "I heard her say she might ask for a recount if Mario wins." Ida munched on a Danish. "She said she wouldn't put it past him to engage in election tampering." Ruth frowned. "Don't you think that's a little over the top? I mean, this is only an election for the president of the community center. There's no real power in that." Nan snorted. "Don't tell Helen that." Ruth laughed. "I wouldn't dare." Nan's uncapped the pen, letting the noxious smell waft out. "Lexi, you've kept us in suspense long enough. What is this big news?" Lexi was eager to tell them, but it felt weird to start discussing it without Helen. "Should we wait for Helen?" Nan's looked at her watch. "It's 9:40. She was supposed to be here 10 minutes ago. She knows we're on a tight schedule, so I say we go ahead without her."
"Yeah, you snooze, you lose," Ida said.
Lexi suppressed a smile. The ladies were all business when it came to discussing a case. But the truth was, they really didn't have a schedule. They were all retired with nothing much else to do except go to yoga, bingo, and watch Wheel of Fortune. But if it made them feel more useful to run the case on a schedule, then she supposed that was okay with her. "Okay, then. Jack hasn't been able to get a lot of information. He doesn't want to dig too deep and get in trouble with the detectives investigating the case."
"Yeah, we know that." Ida picked a muffin from the pastry tray.
Lexi took a sip of coffee, which pretty much tasted the way it had looked. Dark, thick, and strong. Nan's must have needed some extra oomph this morning. She put the cup aside and continued. "Jack isn't convinced that Henry is innocent. There was that report where Henry was arrested for loitering at the bridge, and Jack came across an official complaint from one of Henry's neighbors about unsavory characters hanging around Henry's apartment." Ida looked excited.
"Unsavory characters? That sounds like fun. What was unsavory about them?"
Lexi shrugged. "I don't know. Jack couldn't get descriptions or anything." Nan's wrote this down on the whiteboard.
"We'll have to get those ourselves by talking to the neighbor. This could be the big break we need. What was the neighbor's name?"
Lexi brushed muffin crumbs from her hand onto the napkin. "Unfortunately, I couldn't find that out. Jack said they omit the names from the official report if the complainant asks to be left out." Nan's turned to face them, her lips pressed together.
"Huh. I guess we'll have to figure out who that was ourselves."
"Too bad Ruth can't use her flirty methods for getting information out of the cops like she used to when she was young,"
Ida teased.
"I never flirted with cops for information."
Ruth acted shocked, but Lexi could see that underneath, she was secretly pleased that Ida had remembered.
"We won't be able to find out from the cops," We don't have an inn at the police department in New Ipswich like we do here. Nance nodded at Lexi. We're going to have to find out who it was another way.
Why don't we just ask Henry? Ida said.
Nance nodded and pointed the marker at Ida. Now that is smart thinking.
But he's in jail. How will we get in?
Lexi remembered her promise to Jack. She couldn't break that promise. And besides, one couldn't just waltz into the prison and ask to meet with an inmate.
Good point. Nance pointed her marker at Ruth.
Ruth, do you have any connections that can get us in?
Ruth scowled at Nance over the rim of her coffee cup.
Who do you think I am, Whitey Bulger? I don't have those kinds of connections.
I can't go anyway, Lexi said. I promised Jack I wouldn't go to the prison to visit any inmates.
Nance frowned. Now why would you make a silly promise like that?
It was the only way he would look into the case.
Ida slurped her coffee. Mona, this stuff tastes like mud. She turned to Lexi. What exactly did you promise?
Lexi thought back to the conversation with Jack. I think I specifically promised that I wouldn't go to the prison to talk to any inmates.
Ha! Then I have an idea.
Ida pushed up from the table and went to the row of bookcases in Nance's living room. She picked out an old hardcover and held it up.
Remember how we saw Vinny wheeling the library cart around?
They all nodded.
What if we donate some books to the prison library?
Ida waved a hand in front of the bookcases, which were filled to the brim.
That might get us inside, and then maybe we can find a way to talk to Henry. Muriel said he got to sit in the common room there and teach the inmates chess because he was on good behavior. We might get lucky.
That could work, Nan said. And the prison is near one of the bakeries on our list. Doughy Delights. We could stop by there afterwards.
I hope they have a better product than the last bakery.
Ruth glanced at Lexi. Though, of course, no bakery could be as good as Lexi's.
Lexi can come with us and see for herself.
Ida started to pull books off the shelves. I wish. I promised Jack I wouldn't go to the prison, though, Lexi said.
You promised him that you wouldn't go to the prison to talk to inmates.
Ida stacked some of the books on Nance's glass coffee table.
But what about going to the prison to donate books? That's entirely different. It's an act of charity. And if we happen to run into an inmate and talk to them, well then, that won't really be breaking your promise, would it?
Lexi sipped her mud and thought about that. She supposed it technically wasn't breaking her promise. But if she joined them in the prison and Jack found out, would he see it that way too?